Rocco Granato reporting for InTheCrossTrust.com. With me right now, I have head coach of John Hopkins, Dave Petromalo. Coach, you played Drexel in the first game. It seemed like the team came out with a mission in mind. I mean, it didn't seem like it was a fall ball game. It was more or less like guys were almost fighting for spots on the roster, and things just kind of got a little escalated out there in the first game.
You know what? I mean, we know Brian and his staff very well, and they're a competitive program, and we are. And listen, it's a competition. Right. Guys are fighting for spots, and while I thought the play was fall-like, and there was a lot of sloppy play, a lot of turnovers, I thought offensively in the first game, I didn't think we played great. Threw the ball away too much and, off a conversion. But what there was a level of intensity and a level of competitiveness, which, you don't necessarily see in practice. Right. You know, and then obviously in the second game, against Penn, I thought it was a bit more of a cleaner game. And I don't mean clean as in penalties, not. I just thought it was more free-flowing, less choppy, less penalties, less, more up and down. And I thought we played much better on both sides of the ball in that one. And listen, we're blessed to be able to come up here and be a part of this great day for Headstrong. They're doing just some unbelievable things. And, when you're starting to look at your team and wondering, what are we going to do here and how are we going to do this and how are we going to fix that? And then you start to look at the folks that the Headstrong Foundation is helping. Things get put into perspective pretty quickly. So a great day for us to have the privilege to come up and play two playoff teams from last year, and now we'll move forward to the second season.
Yeah, I mean, great day out here, blue sky. I mean, beautiful fall day, mid 60s. Yeah. I mean, you had a fantastic crowd out here. You were talking with Coach Murphy. You were an assistant coach here back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I overheard you just talking about how the landscape has just basically changed, and you can't believe that this was once, the practice field was a parking lot,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some of the other stuff has changed. Just give us a little feedback of how it was when you were here as a assistant coach and how the program has changed.
Listen, the landscape of lacrosse has changed, and obviously Penn has changed with it. You look around, and when I was here and in the 90s, this was all a parking lot for the postal service. Now you got two beautiful turf fields, you got soccer fields, baseball fields, softball fields. I mean, they've done a great job there, and we're all just trying to keep pace. They're doing this, we build a brand new lacrosse building. We're all trying to stay ahead of the Joneses, and find an advantage anywhere we can with recruiting. And obviously, they've done a good job, and they've done a good job recruiting. Their staff's done a good job. They've got some solid players, some nice players, and it's just great for us to come up here. It brings back some old memories for me.
Now, one last question: last year NCAA tournament, knocked out in the second round by Duke.
Yep.
You have a bulk of your squad returning this year, and it seems like they're stronger than ever. Stanwyck returning, he just had an unbelievable year last year, and it's nowhere but going up for him and a bunch of the other guys around the team. I believe you only lost, I believe it was only two players from your top.
Yeah, we lost a couple, and what you don't realize is there are guys behind the scenes that you lose too, leaders, but we lost Rob Guida, who was, an All-American, is now playing in the MLL. We lost a couple of key guys, and we lost Jack Riley, who was a second-team All-American. So you lose guys, but that's why you recruit, and that's for other guys to step up and other guys to show what they can do. And, we've got a lot of work to do. This is fall lacrosse. We played like it was fall lacrosse, but nonetheless, the most important thing I think we took away was no one got seriously injured, and we got a film, two films that we can really use to help us improve.
Okay, Coach, I want to thank you again.
Thanks.
Great seeing you here. Hopefully, come May, see you over at Lincoln Financial.
You never know. That'd be nice.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.